Flu season's just getting underway, and in our region, officials are reporting a low level of activity. One thing you will see a lot of, ads to get the flu shot. The shot's supposed to be free, as WHYY's Alana Gordon explains. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Dave.
So, the flu shot, what does it cost and why should we care?
Yeah, so the flu shot available at pharmacies, a lot of doctor's offices offer it. Health officials say it's an important way to protect yourself and others from getting sick. And the shot's more accurate this year, so it's big business. Manufacturers are making 170 to 180 million doses this season. And under the Affordable Care Act, the flu shot is completely covered. But there are caveats. I talked with John Cohen. He's a reporter with Science Magazine, and he wrote a piece for Slate about his own experience, kind of dizzying. He stopped in at a convenient Rite Aid in California in his neighborhood.
Pharmacies have giant signs out front say, come on in, get your flu shot today, and you walk in, fill out the paperwork, and get up there, and they told me your insurance company doesn't cover this.
He went back and forth three times to try and get a reimbursed vaccine. So he hasn't seen a lot of logic to it. But in order for a flu shot to be covered, the big takeaway is a person has to go to a place that's in their insurance network. So that may not include a convenient pharmacy you were thinking of stopping at. So a person has to figure out if the provider is in network. Again, that's not always the case, especially for people who have individual marketplace plans. It's also case to case when it comes to other employer-based coverage.
Alana, it's starting to sound confusing and inconvenient.
It can be. Some people may just opt to pay out of pocket at a pharmacy. All of this is why we're interested in hearing from you listeners from around the region. We want to hear what you were charged, what your insurance paid, and what you actually paid out of pocket, if anything, for your flu shot. Then this will turn into a searchable database, and we'll report back on what we learn.
Toward what end?
A lot of this just isn't listed anywhere. Big chains do have their cash prices, and we've already actually put that into the price check database. So if you go to whyy.org/price check, you can search some of that. So as an example, we've learned prices for a regular flu shot range anywhere from $15 at Costco to $32 at Rite Aid. But even if it's free to you, your insurance is paying something for it. So I talked with LJ Tan about this. He's with the Immunization Action Coalition, and he's also a co-chair of a National Adult Influenza Immunization Summit.
No, it's not free to the payers. That's why premiums are going up.
Meaning it is costing the health system something. And Tan wonders, are some doctors not getting paid much and dropping out of offering the shot? And then we're also wondering, are some places charging a lot more?
And all that's proprietary. We don't have data on that, which is what's so frustrating. We're trying to get that data, and we're trying to figure that out.
But you, when you get your bill, your explanation of benefits, you do get that individual information about what you were charged, what your insurance paid, and then, of course, what you paid. And these prices can vary case by case, depending on your insurance and where you go. So we're trying to pool all that knowledge together.
Alana, where do you go to put in the data and search for data?
So we have an explainer at whyy.org/thepulse. But what you do is once you get that bill or explanation of benefits, you go to whyy.org/price check.
Thanks, Alana.
Thank you.
WHYY's Alana Gordon on Newsworks Tonight.